From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to host police officials and civil rights leaders at the White House this week to explore how to bring the country together following the ambush killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night, a day earlier than previously planned because of the shootings. Many people mourning the loss of the police officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters in downtown Dallas.
So I actually went to the high school, the same guy that actually shot the police recently. I know I wasn't in the same class as him. He was actually 2 years younger than me, but I just felt I needed to come out and pay my respects, being so close to such a bad situation like that.
President Obama is expected to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Australia's opposition Labour Party is conceding defeat in the national election some 8 days after the votes were cast. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten said he was certain Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power. Parties need to hold at least 76 seats in the 150-seat House of Representatives in order to form a majority government. This is VOA News. During the two-day NATO summit, President Barack Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe.
In this challenging moment, I want to take this opportunity to state clearly what will never change, and that is the unwavering commitment of the United States to the security and defense of Europe, to our transatlantic relationship, to our commitment to our common defense.
Mr. Obama also called on Britain and Europe to not harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support the Afghan forces through 2020. Voters in Japan are choosing their representatives for the upper house of parliament Sunday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling party is counting on his platform of stressing economic revitalization policies to serve as a mandate. Four of the center to liberal-leaning parties, the Democrats, the Communist Party, the Social Democrat Party, and the People's Life Party, have formed a rare coalition for this election to maximize their chances. Sunday's vote marks the first nationwide election since the voting age was lowered to 18 from 20, a move to encourage voting by younger generations. Iraqi forces recaptured a northern airbase from the Islamic State group on Saturday, a victory hailed by the prime minister as a key step ahead of the long-awaited operation to retake the northern city of Mosul. In a statement issued on his website, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi described the airbase as an important base to liberate Mosul. In the mostly Sunni province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, government troops on Saturday consolidated their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, retaken from the Islamic State last year when they captured two villages just north of the city. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scarpirati, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that Kim Jong-un's regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better, working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday off its eastern coast. From initial indications, the missile fell over in the Sea of Japan. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. A similar test failed back in April. An American tennis star, Serena Williams, celebrating her seventh win at Wimbledon. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Details and more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.